This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. State police say two women have died when a driver failed to yield to oncoming traffic and their car was hit by a tractor trailer. Master Trooper Michael Reichardt with the Louisiana State Police said that a trucker from Arkansas was injured in the crash Tuesday evening on Louisiana Highway 167 near the Jackson Parish community of Clay. In a phone interview, Reichardt says investigators don't know whether the driver of the 2014 Dodge Challenger failed to see the 2015 Mack truck or ignored a yield sign when she turned left on the divided four-lane highway. He says 20-year-old Madison Henson of Iris and her passenger, 22-year-old Karina Hoffman of Shreveport, died at the scene. Reichardt says the crash injured 56-year-old Jerry Manhart of Camden, Arkansas. He was the truck driver. A West Monroe man has been arrested on 10 counts of child pornography involving juveniles. 21-year-old Justin Ruffin was arrested after police say they received a cyber tip. A multi-agency investigation involving Monroe Police, the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office, Louisiana State Police, and the FBI was started. He's been arrested and currently is being held in the Ouachita Correctional Center. Often military veterans struggle in the transition from the service to the college campus. But this fall, that should be an easier hurdle in Louisiana.
Beginning this fall, Louisiana will have resource centers on every college campus across the state. Chancellor of the Louisiana Community and Technical College System, Monty Sullivan, says the centers will not only serve as a welcoming area, but also serve as a guide to success for vets.
These veterans will be able to go to this center. They'll have a specific dedicated staff member who is working with them to help connect them to the veterans' benefits, to make sure that their benefits are certified, that they don't have any challenges navigating the processes.
Additionally, the centers will help vets interact and form community with others who have served. I'm Kevin Barnhart.
In honor of Valentine's Day, Louisiana Family Forum has found the longest married couple in the state. The 2019 title belongs to Wallace and Gladys Menard. They've been hitched for 80 years. General Counsel Christy Cross says the couple has seen many changes in the world.
They started off riding around in a horse and buggy, which is kind of inconceivable to us. When you look at the richness of that story of how much they've seen and how much they've lived through.
Cross says the celebration of marriages with longevity is meant to send a message to Louisiana newlyweds that a marriage can last for a really, really long time.
70 years from now, they can still be together too, and our families are stronger, our children are stronger, and our society is stronger when we have these committed marriages.
You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.